Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining. Today we are going to be beginning Siman Shin Mem Gimel, page Kuf Tzadi Dalet Amar Aleph, a little bit of a longer shir because it's a lot of Mishnah Berurah. Today this is the second to last Siman in Chelek Gimel, so we're getting close. Four more days left in Chelek Gimel. So this is only one Sif in the Siman, but it's going to take us 2 days to do it. So let's see. Sif Aleph. Katan Ochel Nevelos Ein Bezen Mitzuvah Nafrisho. If a Katan is eating Nevelos, he's eating non-kosher food, Bezen doesn't have to prevent him from doing so. Aval aviv mitzuva ligabo lafrisho miyisur daraisa. But his father does have to stop him from violating this isur daraisa and to prevent him from doing the isur. Ulaachilu biyadayim asur afilu dvarim shaasurim midivrei sofrim. To feed him something that's even asur midirabanan would be asur, and that sounds like it would be asur for everyone. Meaning, not only the father, not only anybody would be asur to feed him something that's asur even midrabanan. So if he on his own is violating the Sidaraisa, it's the father's responsibility to stop him from doing that Isser, but nobody else's responsibility. But to ask him or to provide him with an Isser, to be machil biyadayim, even in Sidarabanan, no one is allowed to provide him with such an Isser. Says in Mishmur Sivkat Nalev, Nevelos, what then kol sharis rum chen shechil Shabbos and mosul adas atzmav, and mosul bishvil gadol, tzorech limchos biyado, kadal b'sim shalam dal siv chavei, ayin shab mishabura. Over here when we say ochel nevelos, it has nothing to with Nevela per se. It's about doing any Isser, and included in that is Chil Shabbos. And that's only if he's doing it for himself. He's violating Shabbos for his own benefit. So then only the father has to stop him from doing that. No one else has a responsibility to stop him. But if he's doing it for an adult, then everybody has a responsibility to stop him. Aval Aviv says the Mishnah Berurah, Da'afil l'chanech banav u'benosav mitzvos hutal alav, k'dichsiv chanoch l'nar al pidakov, kol shken l'afrisha miyisr d'mutal ala'av. That a father has a mitzvah of chinuch even in a positive way, even to get him to do mitzvahs. So kal v'chomer, he has the requirement to stop him from doing yisurin, and some of the achronim hold that a mother is also obligated in the mitzvah of chinuch, and the Mishnah Berurah is going to quote in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim that the same is true when it comes to being mechanechim for Yom Kippur. In Dirshov here, in note 4, he says, even according to those deos, that a mother is not chayiv in chinuch, the Mishnah Berurah writes in Hilchos Yom Kippur that when she is mechanech her child, she's mekayim a mitzvah. So maybe she doesn't have a chiyuv, but definitely it's a kiyum a mitzvah. And certainly he writes over here in the Dirshu that if the katan doesn't have a father, then it becomes the mother's mitzvah and the Beis Din's mitzvah as well. That we don't just say, oh, we punt on the chinuch of this child. Someone has to have a chiyuv to be mechanech this child, and therefore it's either the mother or the Beis Din that the chiyuv moves over to. So me isur daraisa, the Rama added the words that you have to prevent him from doing an isur daraisa. Beis Din doesn't have to prevent him, but his father has to prevent him from doing an isur daraisa. So says the Mishnah Berurah, be'emes afil me isur d'rabban chayv lahav, rich kavod tzarech l'chanech mitzvos d'rabban kol b'sim kuvav sevalif. The truth is, you have to stop him from doing Yisur Midrabanan as well, just like you have to be mechanichim to light Ner Chanukah and to do mitzvos Midrabanan. Elanaf kamina de beisur Midrabanan im lo afrishu av ein bezin mochim biyado. The difference is that if the father didn't do his job in stopping the kid from doing this Midrabanan, Beis Din doesn't make a macha against that. Avol b'isur daraisa bezin mochim biyado av lafrisho. It's about what is enforced in Beis Din. So there are really three levels over here when it comes to asking a child to do something, then even Beis Din is not allowed to ask the child to do something. Nobody's allowed to ask the child to do something that is asur. When it comes to the child doing an isur d'rabbanan on his own, then it's purely the father's responsibility to stop him, no one else. When the child is doing an isur d'oraisa on his own, then it's not only the father's responsibility to stop him, but it's Beis Din's responsibility to force the father to stop him from doing it. It's the father's responsibility to stop him, but Beis Din has to insist that the father do so. So the Gra says, no, the reason it says Misa Dorais over here is the Misa Drabban Pam Shein Tzarech Lafrisho, because there actually are cases of a child doing an Misa Drabban where you do not need to stop him as a father. And you're even allowed to give him the Yisr to begin. Like if it's something that he needs, like to bathe him or to anoint him on Yom Kippur. Upashadu the Mishama Libno Bita Katanim Shem Dabim Lashon Hara, says the Chavetz Chaim, a topic that's near and dear to his heart. If you hear young children speaking Lashon Hara, mitzvah ligor be'am lafrisha mizeh, you have to reprimand them about this. V'chein mimachlokas v'sheker uklalos, and if you hear children speaking inappropriately in any way, whether it's about promoting machlokas or lying or cursing, u'bavanoseinu rabim kamen nichsholim b'zeh, a lot of people mess up in this. Shem anichlum v'beim l'dabar l'shon hara rechilus l'kalal v'nasa morgul b'zeh kol kachat shafil k'shenizgadel v'shomea sheish b'zeh isu godel kashal olifrash me'er gelo. They become so accustomed to speaking in an inappropriate way that when they get older, they have a very hard time breaking the habit. Shehurgal b'zeh shonim rabos, because they've grown accustomed to this for so many years. V'yadov ratzal b'chaskas heter, when they treat it as if it's something that's mutter. So obviously he talks much more about this in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, and that's why in note 9 in the Dirshu he says that in Chafetz Chaim he writes that if you're margil osamina arusam, not to speak Lashon Hara, not to be mekalel, not to be mishaker about any other Jew, so it will become part of their hergel to be honest and good and positive people, and it will be much, much easier for them to achieve levels of Kedusha later on in life. Vida, tishira chinuch mitzah say hu b'chol tinok l'ficha. At what age do you have a chiyuv to be mechanich your child? You have to know your kid. You have to know what he's up to, what he's ready for. If he understands what Shabbos is, so you have to start training him to listen to Kiddush and Avdallah. If he knows how to wrap himself in tzitzis, he's chayv in tzitzis. Whether it be through Rabbanan or Daraisos, as soon as he understands the basics of the mitzvah and he knows how to do the ma'isa mitzvah, so you should train him to do so. But when it comes to chinuch in a lo saseh, bein shel Torah, bein shel devrayim, whether it's a lo saseh midarais or midrabanan, hu b'chol tinok shu bar havana. That is purely dependent on understanding. Shemevin k'shom lo shesha asr laso solechol. That he understands when you tell him, you can't do this or you can't eat this. Aval tinok sheino bar havana klal, but a baby who doesn't understand anything, ein av mitzvah. Then the father has no obligation of chinuch to prevent him from eating non-kosher foods or being mechal Shabbos, because he doesn't understand at all what you're telling him. You're just being mean. Why are you taking away my toys? Right? It doesn't make any sense to him. He doesn't understand that there's such a thing as Shabbos. And if you have a little baby kohen, you don't have to take him out of a house that has tumah in it. Unless he understands. And only once he understands, then the father is included in the mitzvah of chinuch. But to bring him into a house that has a dead body in it, or to provide him with things that are asr, with non-kosher food, that's asr to do even if the kid is just a day old. If you have a wife of a kohen who is pregnant and is due any day, she's allowed the chadchila to go into a room with a dead body. She can go to a funeral. Even though we think that the baby's going to be born, and maybe he'll be a boy and he'll become tameh, then maybe the baby will be in a keva and maybe the baby will be in nefel. So even if you're fairly confident, meaning the baby's not going to survive, so even if you're fairly confident that she's going to give birth while she is in that bayis sheyesh hameis, let's say the only local hospital doesn't have a good setup to separate the morgue from the rest of the hospital, so she's going into a hospital that you know that there's going to be a mace, so do you have to arrange for at-home delivery, delivering the baby with a doula at home or a doctor at home? No, you can go into the hospital because it's something, the baby might be a nekeva, and even if it's not in the keva, maybe it will be a nefel. Question becomes, and what about nowadays where we have sonograms and we're able to know for sure that it's a zachar and not in the keva? So then do you have this svek sveka, and do you really even need this svek sveka in most circumstances? Okay, but a longer conversation for a different time. So Aser, we Sivkat and Dalit, we said that to give a child something biadayim is going to be Aser even if it's only drabanan. Lekol adam, and that's Aser for anybody to do. Vafilu atino keno baravan aklal, and that's even if the kid doesn't get anything, doesn't understand anything. V'davizahu Aser min haTorah, and that's an issa d'oraisa. V'alfinu lamidchsiv b'shratzim lo sochlum ukra yiseiru v'kibul chazal d'rotzu lomar lo sa'achilum l'katanim. That there's an extra pasuk that says lo sochlum, and we darsh, and then it means you cannot feed it to katanim. Not only not to eat blood, but not to feed it to katanim. That it's incumbent on the gedolim to make sure the katanim don't violate this. So since we have a drasha by shratim, and we have a drasha by dam, and we have a drasha by tumas kohanim, so from there we see to kol ha'tarukula. That any Yisur Torah you're not allowed to provide a child with or ask a child to violate. And that's why you're not allowed to give a child non-kosher food even just to play with because he might eat it. We said even if it's only something that's asur midrabanan. To ask a non-Jew to give something non-kosher to a child is also aser. Because Amir Lakum is aser by everything, and to ask a child himself to do it is for sure aser. But let's say the child is a little bit sick and he needs it. Then you can ask a non-Jew to feed the child, even if it's something that's aser min haTorah. That's what happens sometimes on Pesach if the kid needs chametz for refuah purposes. So what you do is you do amir la'akum on it, and you ask the nachri to bring the child to his own house or his own doctor's office, let's say, and provide him the chametz there. Or if you have to give him stam yenim for whatever reason, I don't know if that's too a very prescribed medication for children nowadays. Stam yenam, but if it were to come to it, you would have to do. Let's say you don't want the guy carrying your child to his house, or the kid's too sick for him to bring the child out of your house. So then you can even ask the guy to come to your house with the chametz. It's his own chametz, it's the guy's own chametz. You're not violating Bal Yirah. It's chemtzo shel einu Yehudi in a beiso shel Yisrael, and you're not taking any achrayus for the chametz, and that doesn't violate Bal Yirah, and you can provide it for the child. And therefore, even if the Ovid Gilulim goes sometimes, you could tell the katan to take this drink. But you just shouldn't touch it. But don't pay the Ovid Gilulim in advance, because then you're buying the chametz. So you want to pay him afterwards when the chametz is gone already. So you're not paying him for the chametz. So to review what we learned today, we said that a katan who's eating nevelos is everybody's responsibility. It's even the Beis Din's responsibility a katan is eating the nevelos. It's not the Beis Din's responsibility. It's only the father's responsibility to be mafreshim. The Rama added the words, if he's violating an iser da'oraisa. So we had two explanations of why he said that, because it would seem that it's that even if it were an iser drabanan, you'd have to be mafreshim. So one is that that by an iser drabanan, Beis Din will not force you to be mafreshim, whereas in Issa d'Oraisa, Beis Din will force you to be mafreshim. And the other explanation is that sometimes when it comes to Issa d'Rabanan, when the Tinok himself needs it, you don't have to be mafreshim from Issa d'Rabanan. And then the Mishnah Berurah made a point of saying that it's very important to make sure your kids don't speak Lashon Hara and Sheker and other Diburim Asurim, because they're going to be habituated to do so when they get older. But But if you're dealing with Isurim that a child is too young to even understand at all, so then there's no chinuch yet. There's no chinuch to get him to do mitzvahs that he cannot perform, that he cannot physically perform, and there's no chinuch to prevent him from doing Isurim that he cannot understand at all. However, the Shulchan Aruch then said, but there's a separate Isur called being machil biyodayim, based on three different drushos, by Achilas Shratzim and by Tumas Kohanim and by Achilas Dam, we learn that there's an Isur for anybody to be machil cut on something biyodayim, even something that's asim midrabanan. And the Mishnah Berurah pointed out, you're not even allowed to ask a nachri to do it unless it's for the sake of a child who's a chola. And he discussed the details of what to do if a child needs to have some sort of chametz for health reasons on Pesach. So Bez Hashem, tomorrow we will continue in Sif Aleph, and we'll pick up from the Chayin Asr on the top line. Everyone have a wonderful day.